Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. It's always our delight to have you on board. This is Let's Face the Issues. You're tuned in, and I pray that you do that each day, to join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That's your telephone call that goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue we're talking about today. Wake up, Christians. Wake up, Christians. I believe we have been asleep far too long as believers. I believe that it's time we wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen, be vigilant, be verbal, and ultimately be victorious as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We're called upon to be salt and light. And the Bible is very, very clear. If salt's lost its savor, it has no value but to be cast out and trodden underfoot. If the light remains in the closet, it has no value. It cannot illumine society. And we're in a darkened, decaying society today. And I believe that the time is right now for Christians to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. We're watching the doors close on opportunity and freedom in our nation. Every day that passes, we're getting closer and closer to the point of no return in America. We're getting closer and closer to the point that it will be too late to speak up, be heard, and be seen. We're watching voices in different parts of the world, in Canada, in China, and other places where Christians are speaking up, even if it means persecution and prosecution. And I believe that it's time that we do so in America. It's time that we wake up, sit up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is God's Word, the Bible, that is the truth book. Truth means fidelity to the original. So we'll go back to the fidelity to the original. We're looking at the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He said that to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus made a declaratory statement, two different ones, powerful as you look at them. In John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Jesus is saying, "I'm the epitome. I'm the fountainhead. I am the originator. I am truth." And further, he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to stand on. For example, in Psalms 11:3, the Bible says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" We need to understand that. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, that perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that for the Christian, we need to take a stand. I don't believe that you'll find any place in the Word of God where God calls on the Christian to simply be silent in the face of devastation and crisis moments coming out of civil government. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, God created government, and he created government to be an organism, an organization, a structure that becomes the servant of God. that carries out the will of God, the way of God, and the work of God in a civil society for the control of the society in which it is in. When I use the word control, morally, ethically, biblically, and spiritually, it is where the governed ought to be on the basis of that which the Word of God says. How does the Word of God carry it out? Remember, it was Daniel in the Old Testament when the government said you can't pray, Daniel prayed. When the government said in Daniel, the third chapter, that you must fall down and worship a false god, the three Hebrew children said no. They were chided, chastised, challenged, and would not bend even when that took place. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Peter, after being beaten and thrown in prison, simply for preaching on the street corner, and the next day released and did the same thing again and said we ought to obey God and not man. I'm not talking about a revolutionary mindset. I'm talking about a biblical, central, biblicist mindset. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the Word of God, it is the truth book, and we need to obey what the Scripture says and carry it out. It was the secularist George Orwell that said in his writing of the dystopian fiction novel entitled 1984, it was Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be very, very true today. We find the Harris Biden, Kamala Harris, laughing Kamala, and Joe Biden, sleepy Joe. And he always refers to, I say always, most of the time, refers to Kamala Harris as the president. And so I believe that's exactly right. I believe Joe Biden is a straw man. He is a Trojan horse. He is the true Manchurian president. He's simply the puppet that's being carried out by the puppeteer that's carrying out what he does. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the epitome of deception that's taking place in America today. Our government was overthrown by a coup headed up by the CIA, the FBI, and all of the intelligence apparatus under the leadership, I believe, of Barack Hussein Obama, that I believe is still behind the scenes as the puppeteer. And I understand that he has communication with Joe Biden almost daily, either by telephone or in person. I believe we're watching the second, third term of Barack Hussein Obama, the president without a birth certificate that ruled for 8 years in America. And he said he'd fundamentally change America. He didn't complete that. And now the third term under the guise of Joe Biden administration, he is completing it. And it's all on a false, phony, fiercely powerful basis that it's being carried out. But ladies and gentlemen, a 15th century theologian and church reformer made a powerful statement that ought to be our hope today. It ought to be our guidance today. And he said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm defending the truth of the Word of God. And I call on you, I challenge you, I encourage you, I admonish you to do the same. Don't sit back in slavish silence to what is being mandated by the governmental agencies today and those that want to tear down and destroy all that is truth and all that is that which is godly in our nation by destroying our Bill of Rights. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, the year of living slavishly continues. And the writer, and I'll state this very carefully, the writer says, ladies and gentlemen, and it's written by an individual named Scott Lively, it's on April the 5th, it was roughly a year ago that America began seriously locking down to flatten the curve of the COVID-19 infections as computer models projected a mass death toll and terrifying tsunami of hospitalizations certain to overwhelm our healthcare system. Those projections would prove to be outrageously overstated, and the flattening of the curve narrative would prove to be just a pretext for shutting down small businesses from coast to coast while enriching the multicultural, multinational corporations in league with the Marxist elite to crash the Trump's economy and justify unprecedented anti-Trump changes to election policies and practices. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, even over a year later, we're finding that through the mask mandate, through the forced lockdowns, through the persecution, the prosecution of churches and Christians, that it continues, and as this writer calls it, living slavishly, that is, as a slave servant, under the domineering hand of the governmental agencies. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place in our nation today. We need to be very, very careful with where we're going. That's the reason I'm talking about wake up Christian America. Wake up America is what we need to look at and understand. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They have a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about professional lawn care equipment as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some have asked, well, where is that? How can I find it? It's right at the intersection of the Beltway, 295 Beltway, and Old St. Augustine Road. Right at that intersection, you'll find a gigantic U.S. flag flowing on a 165-foot flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, find the American flag at I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, very serious broadcast today. I encourage you to pick up your telephone and dial the 831-0917, 831-0917. Let's talk about some of these issues that we're faced with in America today. We've got a whole litany of those issues that I think fit together as fingers into a glove that paints the picture of where we are and the devastation that's taking place in our great nation. Perhaps you ask the question, why would a preacher, why would a theologian, why would a central biblicist be concerned about the nation's condition and the political agenda coming out of the Biden-Harris White House, and why would we be concerned? Ladies and gentlemen, because listen very carefully. If we allow it to continue in America, what we have is the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to have no entry in our home or anything that is personal and private inspected unless there's a warrant. We'll all be for naught. We'll all be gone, lest we sit up and speak up. I believe God would have the Christians today to wake up. If you're listening today and you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, I'm challenging you, I'm calling you, I'm encouraging you to stand up, speak up, be heard. Stop wearing the mask. Stop bowing in sheepish surrender to a governmental control that has nothing to do with your health. It was Ronald Reagan that said the most frightening words that a person could hear is the knock on the door and say, the government is here to help you. And I believe that's the mantra that we need to recognize today that is so dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, today, Joe Biden is supposed to announce his plan for gun control. Now, I've not heard the announcement yet. Perhaps it could have taken place this morning, and I've not heard it. He's supposed to announce gun control legislation by fiat. Gun control legislation by executive order. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden does that, and I believe he will today based on all of the tippy-toeing around the issue in the past 36 hours, I believe he plans to do so. And remember, it was Kamala Harris, Laughing Kamala, and Sleepy Joe that on the campaign trail said within the first 100 days, they would institute gun control laws. And ladies and gentlemen, when they realize they can't get these laws passed, generally speaking, in the House and the Senate, although there is a high probability they could today, they're realizing that the way they fundamentally change America, they realize the way they, quote, as Joe Biden has called it, build back better, which is a Marxist communist mantra of tearing down one society to build it back better, and to build back better in the mindset of the socialist Marxist Democratic Party is the Marxist mantra, build back better, which is a communist Edom, if you please. And as a result of that, we're finding they're wanting to tear down America, our constitutional republic, and destroy it and build it back better, as they see it, in a socialist, Marxist, Maoist, Leninist mindset. And that is on the fast track. And ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has already instituted the fast track with about 70 executive orders thus far. All of the major things that's taking place in America that is destroying the fundamental warp and woof, that means fabric, of our nation. The very thing that's destroying the foundation, eviscerating the godly principles on which our nation was built. Those things are being destroyed by fiat, by executive order today. It's the dictator executive orders, now numbering, as I said, about 70. It could be a little more, a little less, but it's about hitting about 70 as of today. And ladies and gentlemen, today America has no secure borders because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden believes in a borderless nation. Joe Biden is looking forward to, with his handlers, Joe Biden, I don't believe, has the capability of making a firm thought, of coming up with a firm idea, and then verbalizing it. He is in critical condition, cognitively speaking. He is, in fact, I've said over and over again, it is a sad thing to see the mishandling and the abuse of an impaired senior citizen. And that's what we see taking place with Joe Biden. He is an impaired senior citizen that does not know what he's doing. And the handlers that put him in the office knew that. They wanted a Trojan horse. They wanted a Manchurian candidate. They wanted one that was clueless as to what's going on and has major cognitive inabilities. And he is the one that is writing, or not writing, but signing the executive orders. Perhaps you recall on one of the occasions he had a stack of the black folders on his desk. All of them were executive orders. He signed dozens of them at one time. And he mumbled some words. What am I signing? And somebody behind the scenes, I don't know if it was laughing Kamala or not, but says, just sign them. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing today, ladies and gentlemen. He has refused to visit the border. He wouldn't know what he was looking at if he got to the border. But ladies and gentlemen, we've had about, as of today, early morning news, I believe about 170 some odd thousand, I think the number was actually 171,000, that they know of that's crossed the border, that's illegal entry into America. They project that at that rate this year we'll have some 1 to 2 million additional alien invaders coming into America. Rather than coming in through the front door, they're coming in through the back door, that is with the open borders. And that's what George Soros wants. It's what George Soros has been buying and pushing and vying for and paying for the past several years, is the globalist mindset, the one world order. And we're watching that take place. Why am I passionate about it? Why am I concerned about it? Because, ladies and gentlemen, as we see these things taking place each day, we understand that the Bible says that perilous times shall come. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. And that's what we see taking place today in America and around the world. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the clock ticking. And as it's ticking day by day, moment by moment, we're watching the prophetic hand of God coming to the end of the journey. We're watching the day and time when the church will suddenly be seized, snatched out of this old world. It's called the rapture. It is the Latin term rapturus, the sudden seizure, the snatching away. So I'm wanting you to understand two things at this juncture. Number one, if you're saved, we're going to be snatched out of this old world. But ladies and gentlemen, that ought not to be the excuse to sit in silence and to do nothing. And the second thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're saved, we will not be here when these things really unfurl and unfold and the major devastation take place under the leadership of the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one that's referred to in Revelation chapter 13, when he will rule with an iron fist and a dictatorship control. We're watching that dictatorship control in the silhouette, in the shadowy form taking place and being set up in the society in which we're living today. Supposedly, ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris, laughing Kamala, was to be placed in charge of the southern border crisis. But she has laughingly refused to visit the border to see anything firsthand what's happening. The Biden administration is in, I believe, cooperation with the Communist Network News to continue to tell us just how bad everything is with COVID. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that states it this way. Welcome to Communist America. The centralization of the means of communication in the hands of the state, a key plank of the Communist Manifesto is already being implemented in the United States under the one-party state, nine power. Many conservatives are being censored under this regime, but I thought you might want to know how it works in practice. For someone whose YouTube channel has been censored twice, what do they fear? What are they trying to hide? In my case, it provides some interesting answers. The video that was censored, including an extended discussion of Attorney General Merrick Garland's involvement in the court case brought by Obama administration to drop terrorism charges against the communist by the name of Elizabeth Ann Duke. She was a member of the Weather Underground spinoff that specialized in terrorism and fake IDs. Then the collapse of free media, together with the failure of the Republicans to function as a true opposition party, means that the slide into socialism will continue on the fast track. Then with the passage of the $1.9 trillion bill bailout, with very little of the China virus aid, we are also on the road to higher inflation and national bankruptcy. Republicans will continue to clamor for donations, saying, if we only get another chance, we can do something that will help and get us out of this mess. And it goes on. This writer continues with the journey that we're on, and it's on the fast track toward communist America, communism coming into America to ultimately control us, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're watching in the governmental control through the mandate of face masks, the mandate of lockdowns, the mandate of the churches to be closed, the mandate now of vaccination. We're watching the people, the populace, being seasoned, making the populace reach out and look to the government for the protection of our health, protection of our nation, protection of our freedoms. And ladies and gentlemen, at the same time, the government is simply seizing all of our Bill of Rights. And I'm saddened to say that I'm seeing the submission on the level that I never dreamed possible of free people, American citizens. I was in a store yesterday. My wife and I had gone over to the mall and picked up a couple of items. Started to check out, and the lady with a big old black mask over her face could barely see the white of her eyes. And I said, ma'am, do you realize that you're not a slave? We're not a slave state. We're a free state. This is a free nation. You don't need to wear that mask. And she looked at me kind of strange. I said, number one, the governor has never had a mask mandate. And even though we had an empty suit called the mayor downtown that had a mask mandate for 7 months, he didn't call it a mandate, a mask recommendation for 7 months. I said, all of that's been lifted. She said, really? I said, yeah. I said, you don't have to wear that mask. She said, well, the store says we've got to. I said, quit. Get another job where you can serve, live as a free person. And I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going around in submission, looking and kicking the stones and kicking the cans down the sidewalk as you look down at the street rather than looking up with an open face and a smile on your face, take the mask off and say, I'm not going to be in submission to the iron hand of government. Because, ladies and gentlemen, listen, 85% of those that have died with COVID, 97% wore masks. It's proven now, and correct scientists have said for the last year and a half, that masks do not prevent the COVID. It's proven today that masks do not prevent the COVID. And ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to say the vaccine will prevent COVID. No, 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 10,000 times no. I've got articles before me on my desk that show that even those with the vaccine, they've come down with COVID, they've died with COVID. COVID vaccine, according to the best scientific review today, will last in the body about 90 to 180 days. You're not free just because you've taken the poisonous COVID vaccine. And we'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. How many people COVID's vaccine has killed? How many has been sterilized? How many has been paralyzed? How many has had blood clots? How many has had brain damage? How many have injured their bodies for life as a result of it? And yet we're being told that COVID vaccination, in fact, you turn on Channel 4, the local news as it's called, and all they can talk about is how many more vaccines we've had, how many vaccine stations have opened, how many people are going through, how many shots in the arms each day. It's as though this is the utopian dream. And ladies and gentlemen, it is going to destroy the health of mega millions. It's already done so around the globe. And we won't really know the end result for the next several years. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, wake up Christians. And I'm saying these things passionately with great zeal. in what I'm saying because I'm concerned about where we're going as a nation and about the loss of our freedom of speech and our religious liberties and our right to keep and bear arms and the right to privacy in our own homes. And ladies and gentlemen, that's being rapidly removed from us as a result of what is taking place today. The Biden administration, I believe, is in total cooperation, hand in glove, with the Communist Network News that's keeping the people frightened and in fear. And according to the Marxist, Maoist, Leninist agenda, Karl Marx said that the way you overtake a nation, overcome a nation, change it to communism, is by keeping the people separated by fear. And that's exactly what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Feel free to dial that number and jump in at any time with your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you have a question about what I'm saying. Perhaps you don't believe what I'm saying. Perhaps you want to challenge it. That's okay. We can do that and still be friends. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand the need is now. The time is now. If not now, when? When are we going to speak up, be heard, and be seen? And we'll see some of the illustrations that I'll use later in this broadcast about those in Canada that's finally speaking up and challenging the government for closing down churches and for controlling their lives. We're noticing in all of Europe where they're now saying, we're not going to be vaccinated. We're finding now in America that over 57% of those who say they'll not be vaccinated, by the way, happens to be Republicans. They see the handwriting on the wall, finally, a few minuscule number saying we're not going to be pressured into closing down. We're not going to lose our business, lose our lives, and surrender our freedom simply because of a dictatorial government called the Biden-Harris administration. Ladies and gentlemen, the mask mandate was bad enough. The lockdown was bad enough. But that's going on now far too long. And as a result of it, ladies and gentlemen, it has caused the COVID pathogen to continue to live. One of the latest things that's come to light, some real knowledgeable scientists have said that the COVID pathogen will last less than 3 hours when exposed to full sunlight. When exposed to full sunlight, the COVID pathogen will die within about 3 hours. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the lockdown was supposed to prevent COVID spread. This is the reason every time you have a city or state or a part of a nation that will lock down and then they think that they have captured it because it will drop slightly. And then when the people are released from the lockdown, it spreads more rapidly. Why is that so? Because the COVID pathogen has not died because the people have been shut out from the sunlight and prevented from having sunshine that will kill the COVID pathogen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Ted Cruz refuses reporter's request to put on a mask. He says, you're welcome to step away if you like. Senator Ted Cruz in Texas hit out at a reporter after the journalist requested the senator to put on a mask during a Wednesday news conference. Cruz held a news conference Wednesday with the Republican senators in order to discuss the crisis at the southern border. In a video of the conference, the reporter could be heard asking, would you mind putting on a mask for us? Ted Cruz responded, yeah, when I'm talking to the TV, yeah, when I'm talking to the TV cameraman, I'm not going to put on a mask. And all of us have been immunized anyway, gesturing to the fellow lawmakers, end quote. The reporter then pressed further, insisted that Cruz put on a mask. Would he make us feel better? Cruz, however, fired back, you're welcome to step away if you like, and added that the whole point of a vaccine was that we would no longer have to wear a mask. But ladies and gentlemen, the mask mandate is still in effect in most parts of America today. The citizens of some of the states still with the dictatorial, tyrannical form of government wanting to force people to wear a mask, stay inside, and it's keeping the virus in a position that will spread more rapidly when that takes place. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to take just a moment. We're going to have about 1 minute, top of the hour news break. Come right back as we continue to face the issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.